Welcome to Equip Podcast. This week is our Worldview Week. I am so excited about our guest today. But before I do that, I just want to remind you about why Equip exists. We are a weekly podcast for our K-12 community. And essentially, we're trying to scratch where our parents are itching. Worldview Week. Gospel and politics is our topic in an election year. We've been doing Worldview Week for several years now. I'm so very excited about our Worldview Week. Monday, we had Dan Darling from the ERLC. He has offices in Washington, D.C. and Nashville. Yesterday, we did an election. And today, we had Mayor Mark Luttrell and also our two guests before me right now, Luke Pruitt, spelled with an E.
That's right.
And Lisa Williams. And they are here to talk about Memphis and how to serve the city. And I am so excited. I was invigorated listening to y'all speak because our family just moved from Austin, Texas in late June. I started here July 1. And Austin was an awesome city, but you know, when we were trying to make the decision on Memphis, did we move here? You know, it was a matter of prayer and God called us here. But we were also, I told my wife, we were sitting in our house in Austin. I said, there is something going on in Memphis that I can feel it in my bones. The next two decades, the city is going to blow up. And so being here now with my boots on the ground, I'm starting to meet people that have a similar passion and invigorated fire for what the city could become. And you mentioned it too, Lisa, that there's just, you know, being a Memphian, moving away and then coming back, there was something different. Luke, you've come in, and so I'm really excited to converse. So let's start with Luke. You kind of started, and then we'll move to Lisa, and sure. Just kind of introduce your background a little bit and share briefly about what you spoke with the kids about.
Absolutely. Well, welcome to the Memphis Renaissance. It doesn't surprise us at all that the Spirit would tell you that. It's a really exciting time to be here, and you know, places like Austin and Nashville are really special, and what has happened to them in the last 10 and 15 years, we see beginning to happen in Memphis. And what's exciting is you can be a part of the ground floor of helping that happen and occur. And so that's how I got to Memphis. I grew up across the river in a little town called Blytheville, Arkansas, and was always a Delta kid, always loved Memphis, kind of obsessed with Memphis culture, history, you know, music. It's just such a vivacious town. It's just a cool, cool place. And ended up going to college in Tennessee, in West Tennessee, a school called Union University in Jackson, Tennessee. Just had an amazing experience of being mentored and cared for by all these wise people who helped me see that the mission field was right where I was in Jackson and in West Tennessee. And just after graduating from university, worked in higher education for 6 years, first in enrollment, doing recruiting throughout the Southeast, and then moved into student services after a huge tornado impacted that area, and spent 4 years really caring for students, walking with them, learning about what was going on for them, trying to seek after the kingdom of God and encourage them to do the same in a university setting. Several ECS grads were meaningful to me during that time period. One of them, Jordan Thompson, introduced me this morning, and really those guys, those girls that were younger than my wife and I were actually what encouraged us to the place where we're now at, where we understand the importance of caring for and loving a place. Ended up in the 38103 downtown Memphis area code via law school. So had the 27-year-old crisis of I love my job, but I need a vocation that translates long term. And had planned on going to divinity school and becoming an ethics professor, but we just really wanted to stay in this area of the country. We loved it. Our friends and family were rooted here. We could feel something happening meaningful. It just felt like we were around all these brilliant people whose stories weren't being told. And we came to law school and started finding out that their stories actually were being told, that they were being told through blogs, and one of those being Choose 901. So I had started a civic advocacy project in Jackson, where I had worked for a long time, called Our Jackson Home. Had a podcast component to it. And that's how I met our founder and executive director, John Carroll. And so I was going to practice law, had a couple of job offers, and John just convinced me to come in and take my dream job. So I now serve in Memphis with city leadership, living downtown with my family of two boys. Thomas is 5 and Liam is 3. My wife grew up 5 houses down the street from me, worked for a circuit court judge while I was in college, and now is kind of educating our boys prior to them heading to elementary school. And so we work at city leadership.
Yeah, well, I was so fascinated with your message to our students this morning, because you talked about how the gospel translates into what we should do in our city, and how and I feel that too. That's one thing I get so excited about. I have an incredible office for, I don't have any blinds on my office, and I get to see students walking across the campus, and I just get fired up about seeing, thinking and visioning and contemplating on what they're going to do someday. And as you all spoke to the students this morning, you know, you never know what seed you planted in their heads. And I'm just thankful, number one, for your message to them, but also, you know, how the gospel translates into how we should be missional people in our city. Can you unpack that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So City Leadership was founded in 2010 as a nonprofit. We're not a Christian institution per se,
right,
but we are informed by a lot of, you know, Christian thought about welfare of the city, welfare of your community, love, right? These core values that really the principle of the kingdom of God are founded upon. And so we were caring for nonprofits, you know, helping them build websites, helping them run their social media. And after a couple of years, started a recruiting campaign for the city called Choose 901. And the reason for that is because we believe that where you're placed is sacred, that your creation in the image of God is purposeful. And so your existence and the place you are is not a random, haphazard incident that occurred to you. It's a very purposeful thing. And so the way to respond to that, to this reality that the Spirit has led you to the place you are, is to care for, cultivate, and speak into your place that you find yourself in at that time. And so there's an inherent value, we believe, in particularly young people, particularly people who are benefiting from the sacrifice of those who have come before them, and who are the future of the good that is to come, you know, the justice that is to come in a city, for them to learn how to invest in their place. And so we've been about ensuring that people who live here have reason to stay, and have a megaphone for the great things that are happening, for them to see, to be surrounded by it, to not be able to run away from it. The Renaissance was occurring outside of us existing. We've just been able to, you know, put a loudspeaker to it and show people that it is occurring. And also to go to different parts of the country and say, hey, do you feel something in you that you've got something to give to a place? Come and give that here.
Yeah. So speak to a few of those things that are happening. You know, you mentioned Choose 901. There's some other things, really exciting blogs and initiatives.
Absolutely.
Speak to some of those that you share with our students this morning.
Yeah. So we have 3 campaigns that we run. One's called Choose 901, which is a recruiting campaign for the city. The other one's called Serve 901, which recruits in short-term trips from all over the country, from University of Wisconsin to Vanderbilt, Texas A&M. Serve the city, and then another one called Teach 901, which recruits educators in the city. So that's what we do. But man, we're a part of some really things bigger than just us happening in the city. I mentioned another great place to get resources on what's happening is the I Love Memphis blog, which is run by a really talented writer and is sponsored by the Travel and Tourism Board here. Lisa talked, and I'll probably talk a little bit more about some of the spaces that are occurring to really facilitate conversation and organizational partnership. One of them's Crosstown. Our offices are currently located downtown, but we'll move into the Crosstown Concourse, which is based in what was the old Sears building that, you know, was a point of pride for the community for a long time, that we had this factory and storefront that was in the middle of the Evergreen Valentine neighborhood. It was just a center for commerce and kind of a beautiful old warehouse infrastructure, employed thousands of people in Midtown Memphis. And eventually closed and became a point of blight. And so it's at the intersection of a lot of riches and a lot of poverty. And it's just a huge building that's sitting there. And beginning in 2017, thanks to the hard work of a lot of entrepreneurs and government officials and just thoughtful artists in the city, it's going to be turned into a hub for healthcare, nonprofit work, artists. So things like that are happening all over the city. It's not just Crosstown. It's not just Choose 901. It's not just the I Love Memphis blog. Those things are in partnership with neighborhood development and expansion occurring everywhere from Germantown to South Main.
Yeah. It was neat being in Austin because I got to see some of those developments, especially East Austin, what was happening, the transformation there. And I was really excited, and I'm continually amazed at all the great things happening in Memphis. So Lisa, I want to move to you. So number one, you're a Mizzou grad.
Yes.
M-I-Z.
Z-O-U.
All right. And I'm a Tennessee football fan, which is hard because my wife's a Mizzou grad. But I was I jumped up when I heard you're a Mizzou grad. Tell your story a little bit, because I was fascinated, because you're Memphian, you moved away, and then you came back, and it was a different place. And you also have a very strong love of the arts. That was something I took away, so maybe talk a little bit about that.
Yes, I grew up here going to creative and performing arts schools, and when I graduated, I decided that I wanted to go Mizzou because it was close enough to home for me to get back when I needed to, but far enough away from my parents to have a little independence. I don't know if other people are thinking along those lines right now as they choose. But I didn't immediately want to come back to Memphis. I felt like I had some things to figure out. And so I went and I lived in some other places. And I did figure it out. And I figured out that in other cities, sometimes the climate is not such that you can enter something and have an effect or an impact. Sometimes it's just so big that you can get lost in a sea and not know where to go or what to do or how to find your purpose. And what I like about Memphis now is that if you see something that's missing or something that you think should be here, the climate is such that you can be a part of building it or bringing it here. There are organizations and entrepreneurs and startups, and everybody just seems to be on the same page about improving the city. So that's really exciting. And I have so many friends who are actively involved with meeting with the chamber and meeting with mayors and talking through how to keep this city on this trajectory to greatness. And it's a really exciting time.
Yeah, so Mayor Mark Luttrell, you spoke with him and after him, and one thing I love about that he's taking his time to invest in this younger generation. And, you know, as I truly believe Memphis has some great days ahead. I think the next two decades are going to be so incredibly fun to be a part of. But it takes a community, and you mentioned some of that, and you mentioned just getting involved. Can you speak to some of the things? You talked about the arts, and I think that's a great draw for our city. And kind of your passion for it, and what you see happening with some of the structures going up and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I was really inspired when I came back here by Playhouse on the Square. I thought that their vision and their guts to dig into their neighborhood and build something new so that they could serve more people on a larger scale was amazing. They weren't afraid to do that, and when they went to do that, they found that there was support for that. And so that was inspiring for me, and one of the reasons why I wanted to work there. And in working there, I got to see the spirit of collaboration with our arts groups. All of them work together and try and serve each other and serve as many people as possible so that everybody has access to the arts. And which I think is such an important thing for quality of life. And when you look at millennials and younger people, it's important to feel like there's something in your city to do. And I get a little frustrated whenever I hear someone say, "Well, I'm so bored, there's nothing to do." It's like, no, you've got all of these groups that have like discounted nights and all of these fun things for you to go and be a part of. And it's just a matter of knowing about it or wanting to know about it. I think Overton Square growing with Hattie Lou coming there was amazing, and they're about to add on to what they're doing, and Ballet Memphis building there. I think that's really important that at the center of the city are our arts groups.
Yeah, I love what you said. You said you wish there's like three things going on in one night. You wish you could clone yourself.
Yeah,
there is a lot of great activity happening in our city, not only by day, but also by night.
Yeah, there's always somewhere to be. I say yes to everything on Facebook. Like every invitation I get, I want to go. But I wish there was more time in a week, more time in a day. I don't know. I just love being out there among the energy and the creativity any chance I get.
Well, thanks for being my guest today. You know, obviously you had the audience of 350 teenagers, and who knows what seed you planted. You know, as we think about pressing the Christian story into a broken world, you know, that it can have a significant impact. But also, I'm so excited about Memphis millennial migration, for lack of a better word. There's going to be a specific target of millennials, and we have a lot to offer in our city for that, whether it be arts or Go Grizz or, I mean, the list could go on and on. Great food. I mean, you mentioned donuts, and we came from the foodie culture, Austin, and we've been delighted. I wrote an article earlier about Texas barbecue or Memphis barbecue, and I'm not going to tell you live on this, but what I came to. But I'm excited to be here, and so we thank you for being a part of our podcast today, and for being a part of our student culture today. Again, thanks for joining us on Equip. Keep on keeping on. Sola Deo Gloria.